It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Thanks for joining me here. As always, you can weigh in by texting or calling 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Quite a few stories going on today. First of all, no subpoena for the FTX chief. This would be Sam Bankman-Fried, the House Financial Services Chair. Maxine Waters doesn't have any plans to subpoena him to testify pertaining to the FTX collapse, which is kind of a surprise there, being that I guess you would think that he would, he was in charge of the whole thing. So why not have him testify? And thus far, he's not agreed to voluntarily testify. So that'd be one thing. Like if he voluntarily said, yeah, I will, I'll go ahead and testify. Well, that would be one thing, but he's not volunteered to do that. So, I don't know what the decision was, but apparently, it was at a private meeting at the Capitol Hills when she told members that, she doesn't plan to subpoena him. So there you go. Then let's see here. We've got this update, another siege, per se, of I guess there's classified documents from Trump outside of Mar-a-Lago. These documents were found in a search of a storage site, like a storage unit in Florida. Now, but this was from the Trump team is what it sounds like. Like, so this is within the Trump organization. Trump search team finds at least two classified documents outside Mar-a-Lago, according to the thing. So some more classified documents being discovered right there. Vladimir Putin warning that the Russia-Ukraine war could go on for a long time. This is the one of the things I've mentioned when it first all started. The last time that they invaded a country, like truly, because Crimea, I don't know if you can count that, but the last time they invaded a country was Afghanistan. And they were in Afghanistan trying to take it over for over 10 years before they finally just pulled out. And when they first started getting involved with Ukraine, I warned, I was like, this very well could become an Afghanistan situation where they, we look at Russia, you and me, and many others around the world, as if they're like the United States. Meaning, when we went into Iraq to oust Saddam Hussein of his power, I mean, we drove right to the heart of Iraq within a week and toppled the statues and took over the city. It was like no problem. And of course, then was the infamous mission accomplished was announced, but that was only part of the mission, obviously. But I think we look at Russia as if they are the same kind of, like they're an equal to us, militarily speaking. And I say, you look back at Afghanistan taking 10 years to fight the Taliban and eventually just pulling back, or you look at, the initial few months of the Ukrainian war to go, oh, maybe they're not as powerful as I thought. And so Russia says that, Putin says that Russia could be fighting in Ukraine for a long time. That tells me they're digging their heels in as if they like they did with Afghanistan. Now, he also said there is a threat of nuclear war, that threat of nuclear war is increasing. But he said there is a deterrent. What? He says as the Ukraine war drags on, then that increases chances of nuclear war. In other words, that was his way of trying to say, help us end the war in Ukraine. But not like, obviously, with them pulling out. He's trying to say, help us win. And, of course, the U.S. has already come out and slammed that kind of talk. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up. We do have our everyday afternoon slowdowns, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge and throughout Highway 90. Throughout Pace is looking good. We do have some spotty traffic as you are heading out of Milton on Highway 90 near Glover Lane. That's going to be in the westbound direction. But if you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. We still have a little bit of some slowdowns on Lillian Highway, just north of 98 in both directions. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist, at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So one of the, well, a couple of the stories going on in the news here is that Peru's president has been impeached and he's been arrested after he attempted to dissolve Congress. Wow. Apparently this happened hours after he tried to dissolve Congress. And wow, this is just okay. And then, power grid update here. So North Carolina substation attacks was a wake-up call, according to U.S. security experts, saying that we have major vulnerabilities, not just in North Carolina with the power grid, but all throughout the United States. And because, I mean, after all, these were just like shot up and it knocked power out for days. Then Juul has reached settlements with over 5,000 lawsuits pertaining to youth vaping. The settlement amount was not disclosed, but they did go ahead and settle over 5,000 of those. And Germany arrested 25 people on suspicion of a planned armed coup. They said these are dozens of QAnon-inspired Reichsbürger. They're a group accused of plotting to overthrow the government. Holy smokes. So that happened in Germany. And finally, there's a report calling or recommending major changes at the FDA, including possibly breaking up the agency into smaller sections. And this is according to a report that's pertaining to their food regulation and things like that. Yeah, the FDA to me has way too much power, and also I feel like they have too much influence, I guess you would say, over a lot of different things. So maybe if you break it up smaller, that might end up being more influence, not less. But I don't know. We'll have to see. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. So stick around. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, I do want to bring up a fairly sad story that I saw about an 11-year-old going to the hospital, and raises alerts in my mind. We'll talk about that in about 7 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. By the way, if you would like a pair of tickets to go to see Christmas on the Coast at the Sanger Theater, we've got a pair of tickets we're going to be giving away in about 30 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. That's this weekend. Also this weekend, of course, the Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade will roll at 5:30 in downtown Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news. And I'm Joe Ford. The White House says it's a mistake to repeal the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. House Democrats compromised with Republicans to allow language in an annual defense funding bill to repeal the mandate. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Republicans in Congress have decided to fight against the health and well-being of troops rather than protect them. About 20,000 people in North Carolina getting power back after a gun attack crippled two power substations. Officials say that power will be fully restored in Moore County by the end of today. The attacks initially knocked out power for around 40,000 customers. And Illinois' governor is urging quick passage of a proposed ban on assault weapons. The measure bans such weapons along with high-capacity magazines. It also raises the age of getting a firearm owner's identification card from 18 to 21. And finally, major cigarette companies are being ordered to display health warning signs at retail locations. The Justice Department announced the order will go into effect on July 1st. The signs will be designed to be eye-catching and will feature health warnings.
There's a lot of things going on right there with that. There's one of the stories you brought up there pertaining to the first of all, I got to jump back to last night. So when did you get the results of the Georgia runoff election?
Oh, I think it was around 9:30, 10 maybe.
Yeah, that's about when I got it too. So we did get it last night after all. I was wrong. I thought it was going to be sometime today and maybe even later in the week, but we got the results fairly early. So I just had to call out I was incorrect, that they were able to get the votes tallied a lot quicker than I thought they were going to be able to get them tallied. So that was good stuff right there.
He doesn't need a fact checker. He's his own fact checker.
I'm my own fact checker. Right. Exactly. I just had to set the record straight. So going with that, the COVID vaccine for the military.
Yeah.
Because we've seen judges who have basically blocked it. We've seen other judges upholding it, kept getting appealed. So now they're trying to deal with it on the governmental level and the legislative level at this point. So what was the update right there? There was a compromise to get that done, or is there, they're still just a point? Because I know the White House has said they support the vaccine mandate for COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
Yeah, that's still the case. I guess they're responding to the reports that Democrats are compromising with Republicans to allow language in the defense funding bill to repeal that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I've heard that coming up too, that was in the defense spending bill, the NDAA, which it often has all kinds of stuff in there, and it seems kind of a weird place, once again, to have maybe the mandate, but I guess since it's dealing with the military and their budget,
and I think
that must be why they have it in there.
I think there was, we do so many stories every day, but I think last week wasn't that something that Senator Rick Scott specifically mentioned as saying, hey, if you want, a sizable portion of the Republican bloc, so to speak, to vote on this, the mandate will not be in there.
Yeah. Yep. I believe Rick Scott did say that last week. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the update right there. It's we'll get another update from you in about 25 minutes. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Our slowdowns on Mobile Highway have cleared up, so really nothing to slow you down there. We are still seeing some delays as you head northbound on Blue Angel approaching Softly Field Road. You are going to see some slowdowns. We had an accident at that intersection a little while ago, as well as some slight delays on Lillian Highway just north of 98 in both directions. We do have our typical delays on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point as you're approaching Gondolier Boulevard and Highway 90, getting out of Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross coming up here next. A bit of a sad story pertaining to an 11-year-old. I got to share that with you coming up next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So I saw a little bit of a, well, very sad story. Rod Stewart, the singer, reveals that his 11-year-old son collapsed and was rushed to the hospital with now what they suspect to be a heart attack. An 11-year-old collapsing due to a heart attack? Are you kidding me with this? So I just I read this and I thought the first thing I thought was so I thought of something right off the bat, and then I wondered, am I the only one that thinks this way, or is there others? So what did I think? I wondered, is it because of the COVID shot? I mean, when have you ever heard of an 11-year-old having a heart attack? I've never heard of that, ever. But we do know that one of the fallouts, one of the negative consequences of the COVID shot could be heart problems for young men. Well, young men, it could also include young boys. And so that was the first thing I thought. It was when I saw that. And it made me wonder, am I the only one that thinks that kind of thing? Now, full disclosure, they're not saying it is that. They're not saying it's a COVID shot. So I'm not saying that they're saying that. What I'm saying is that was my thought when I heard about this sad story. Hopefully, right now it looks like he's doing okay. But oh my goodness, that's scary. So got a text here that says, yep, I was thinking the exact same thing. It's the COVID shot. Yeah, so I just made me wonder because when I thought that, my next thought was, am I the only one that thinks that way? Or is there others that are thinking that way too? So, and thanks for this text update. Currently, the CEO of FTX is in the Bahamas where we can't get him anyway. Because that wasn't pertaining to Maxine Waters saying we're not going to, or she's not going to subpoena him to testify in front of Congress. So in other words, we could subpoena him, but we couldn't force him to do anything because he's in the Bahamas. Thank you very much. Oh no, his kid is not morbidly obese. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We were talking about the Rod Stewart's 11-year-old son collapsed and had to be rushed to the hospital with a suspected heart attack. And I was saying, I couldn't help. My first thought was COVID shot. And I was wondering if I was the only one that had that thought. Got another text here that says, yeah, I was thinking exactly the same thing. Another text said maybe it could have been the COVID shot unless he was morbidly obese. Now the kid's very skinny, healthy-looking kid. Another text here, well, it could be from all the cocaine around his dad's house. Oh, I didn't think about old Rod Stewart and his past. And here's another text. Sorry to say, but my first thought was he got into his dad's drugs. Oh, boy. Yeah, I didn't think that. Another text here, though, says, I'm a nurse. I thought the same thing. Meaning it might be the COVID shot. Then prolonged QT is common cause of AFib in kids. That's why AEDs are important in schools. Oh, that, you know what? I forgot they do have those they started setting those up in schools. I mean, it was way after I graduated school, but now they do have those even in elementary schools now. So I guess maybe it does happen. It's very scary and very sad situation either way that could be happening. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Top three stories, Vladimir Putin says that Russia could be fighting in Ukraine for a long time. And that just kind of confirms what I said at the beginning, which is this could become their next Afghanistan, where they fought the Taliban for a decade. It didn't look like, you know, once they basically got stopped trying to get to downtown Kyiv and then basically retreated and went to a different part of the region, at that point I went, oh boy, this is going to look like Afghanistan. They're just going to drag this sucker out. More classified documents were found in the Trump search of a storage unit And I did find that this was done by a, so when it said the Trump team, this is the Trump search team. This is not like people that work with Trump. A federal judge granted the warrant to search this federal, the storage unit. They found two more classified documents in that storage unit. And Juul, the vape company, they settled more than 5,000 youth vaping lawsuits. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA's on ESPN tonight with the Atlanta Hawks taking on the New York Knicks at 6:30. Then the late game at 9 o'clock will be the Boston Celtics against the Phoenix Suns. NCAA men's basketball. Let's see here, as far as televised games go, SEC Network has number 7, Tennessee playing Eastern Kentucky. Then Big Ten Network has number 14, Indiana University playing Nebraska. ESPN2 at 8 o'clock. You can check out Florida Gators playing number 5, UConn on ESPN2. And then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. And I don't think Tampa Bay or Florida Panthers are playing, but you got quite a few other teams. But TNT has Buffalo Sabres taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets at 6:30. And then the late game on TNT will be the Rangers against Las Vegas. And we have to wait till Friday for the next World Cup game. So that's what's going on with those. Then in sports news, Aaron Judge chooses the Yankees over the Giants, agrees to a 9-year, $360 million deal with New York. Big old massive contract right there. Then the Mets have rounded out their pitching rotation, have agreed to a 2-year, $26 million deal with left-handed pitcher Jose Quintana. Jeff Braum returning to Louisville, his alma mater, after 6 seasons as Purdue's head coach. So the Purdue head coach heading over to Louisville. And then more baseball news. Red Sox have Red Sox fortify their bullpen, adding former All-Star closer Kenley Jansen on a 2-year, $32 million deal as well. So a lot of things happening right there. The Bills' Von Miller is now out for the season with a torn ACL. He was just supposed to be out for about 4 or 5 weeks. He had surgery. During the surgery, they saw he had an ACL tear, and so now he is out for the season for the Bills. So a big loss for the Bills right there, as they've really lined up to be having a really good shot to get to the Super Bowl this year. They could use a defensive presence of one Von Miller for sure. So, and then finally, the Texans going back to their quarterback Mills in their game this week against the Cowboys. And that is your sports hit. Coming up here next, we're going to get your CBS Sports Minute right after Traffic on the Fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. We do have an accident on 29 in the southbound direction. It's in between McDavid and Molino, causing some slowdowns again southbound direction on 29 Century Boulevard. Other than that, we are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. Expect delays leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90 due to construction, as well as some slight slowdowns northbound on Blue Angel right near Softly Field Road. If you do see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Big Green Egg. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. Aaron Judge bet on himself in a way that few athletes ever have, and his decision couldn't look better. Judge earned $150 million more after his MVP season. Whether he'll live up to the massive contract, well, we'll all find out together over the next decade. But for now, we can marvel at how Judge's massive bet cashed at the perfect time. I'm Maggie Gray. CBS.
Hey, Jim Rome here. If you want to experience the unmatched flavor of natural live fire grilling, then look no further than the Big Green Egg. Forget the pellets, the propane, the knockoffs. Roll with the best. An authentic Big Green Egg grill backed by a free lifetime warranty. Yes, lifetime. It's that good. Grill, roast, smoke, or bake. It is easy to light. It's simple to use. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's delivery to your door by a dealer in your community. Go to biggreenegg.com.
Raymond. Yachts are here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, there you go. It's a CBS Sports Minute. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Representative Matt Gaetz. Yesterday, we talked about him introducing legislation that was going to hold Saudi Arabia responsible for the terrorist attack at NES Pensacola, as well as September 11th, and allow victims to be able to sue them, sue the government, and things like that. Well, today he's making news because he's talking about TikTok. He's calling for a TikTok ban in the United States over cybersecurity risks. Now, there's already been discussion about different government entities banning TikTok, but and the FBI has said TikTok poses a serious threat to U.S. national security because the app is constantly collecting data from U.S. users for spying purposes. So as stated, Maryland and South Dakota are already banning TikTok from government devices only. Matt Gaetz states, I think we should ban TikTok in this country. TikTok is a security threat. It's an intelligence tool for the Chinese Communist Party. So TikTok is used primarily by those who are younger. I know there's some more and more older people. In fact, if you use TikTok and you think you're probably one of the oldest users who uses TikTok, text in. I want to know if you use TikTok and you think you're an older user, TikTok, text in your name and your age. I'd love to hear, like, how, because only people I know who really use TikTok are younger. Like, and when I say younger, I mean 20s and younger. I know a couple of people in their 30s who stopped using it. Like, they don't use it anymore. But I know there's a lot of businesses now who keep trying to get on TikTok. And so, but anyway, I want to go back to what I was bringing up. So I talked to some teenagers and I was like, hey, you guys use TikTok, right? And they're like, oh yeah, we're on TikTok. And I go, so if I told you the Chinese government was spying on you through TikTok, would you delete it and want to ban it? And they're all of them, 100%. No. And they're like, no, what are they spying on me for? I don't really care. So then I asked my kids, because I know my kids have TikTok, and they range from ages 12 all the way to 20. And I'm like, if you, so TikTok might be being used by the Chinese government to spy on us. You think you ought to delete it? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, so then I guess you wouldn't agree with a ban on it. And they're like, heck no. I was like, okay. So the younger generation, at least in my little, related study, is like, no. Gracie, I know you've got a lot of friends who use the TikToks, and you've talked about your off and on use of the TikToks.
Yeah, all my friends have TikToks, and I take breaks because I get scared that I'm like, this is so stupid, delete it, and like they're listening to you, and they're putting stupid stuff on this on purpose. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I don't know, a month passed, and I'm like, oh. Go on it again.
Then go back to it.
Yeah. So.
But do you think if you asked all your friends who use TikTok, do you think we should ban it? What do you think their response would be?
I think they would be outraged.
Outraged, yeah. That was the borderline reaction I was getting from the teenagers I was talking to.
Yeah.
They were not happy with that idea at all. And then when I brought up, but the Chinese government may be using it to spy on us, they were like, I don't care. Like, they just didn't care. So All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. I got a couple of texts here. I was asking, if you use TikTok and you think you're an older user of TikTok, I would love to know your age. Me, I use TikTok, 59. David says he's 55. So, all right, got a couple of people in their 50s using TikTok. I wonder if we got anybody in their 60s who uses TikTok. Text in your age if you can, because I found like that's very interesting right there. And then here's a text that says, TikToks, aren't those the big, huge clocks that people have in their homes? Yes, actually, yes, I agree with you. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, scientists have finally figured out why we get so sick all the time in the winter. We'll talk about that next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Those big old clocks, across, you can hear them tick-tocking across the house. Oh, yeah, my grandparents had one. I would sleep in the other room, and I could hear that thing ticking. It would keep me up at night. So that's the TikTok right there. I do not watch TikTok. People in their 60s and 70s know better than to waste their time with that. I don't know. We got a texter of a 55-year-old said they use TikTok. 59-year-old, now 60. So I listened to my son. Listen to my son, the Robbie Harvey. Okay. On TikTok, I guess is what you mean. I'm not that familiar with TikTok, so I kind of don't understand how you're referencing things. But so I was wondering, how old do we have anybody who's listening who is over 50, 60 years old who listens? We've had a few texts, actually. So there you go.
I will say, like last week, I had my grandpa from one side send me a TikTok and my grandma from the other side of the family send me a tweet.
Okay.
And I was like, what's going on with today? So, and he's like 77. So,
okay.
I'm not sure how he's wasting his time.
So Matt Gaetz, but I think that's one of the things that was enlightening to me about this was the number of youth who just do not care that if China is using it to spy on us, they just don't care. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic on the fives is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. We still have some slowdowns on 29 in the southbound direction. This is going to be in between McDavid and Molino. Really nothing too bad, but just keep that in mind. You are going to see some delays. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 slow moving, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report, again, brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Oh, sorry. I was just watching TikTok. Sorry. No, what's going on? I'm just kidding. White House says it's a mistake to repeal the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. House Democrats compromised with Republicans to allow language in an annual defense funding bill to repeal the mandate. Fully encrypted backups of things like photos and chat histories will soon be available to Apple users. The tech giant says such backups will be on its cloud storage system. The goal is to keep them away from various entities and bad actors, including hackers. And finally, Senator Rick Scott setting the record straight about his future ambitions.
What I'm saying is I have no plan to run for president. I have a 100% plan to run for the U.S. Senate.
Speaking with Hugh Hewitt yesterday, Senator Scott says he plans to spend the next 2 years working his butt off to get a second 6-year term in the U.S. Senate. And Bobby, the reason I bring this up is because, you know, number one, obviously it's a Florida senator saying that he's not running for president. But I was curious to know what you thought about this because, you know, the last time we had a wide open Republican field, I mean, when it first started, I mean, we had to have like two separate debate nights, right? Because there was just so many people. I'm just curious to know, you know, with Trump in the field and then, you know, it looks like DeSantis is kind of leaning that way, I think. You just think that this is kind of a cycle where there's just going to be a lot of people just that maybe would in another year, but they're just going to be like, you know what, I'm staying away because it would be a waste of my time.
I think Trump running will scare people away. If Trump was not running, I think you would get a lot more people who would go after that conservative vote, who, but they don't want to go against him. I'm still not sure DeSantis really would, but DeSantis might not have a choice. He might get drug in to the race. But I think you got people like Tim Scott and Nikki Haley who would like to run, but I'm not sure they will if Trump is in the race. And I think there'll be a lot more people like that as well. I think you got people like, you know, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, who obviously had presidential aspirations, who would probably sit this one out. So I think this is going to be a smaller field for Republicans at least. And if President Biden decides he's not going to run for re-election, then I think the Democrat field's actually going to be pretty large. So just my thoughts right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, I didn't get to share that. Well, let me share this real fast. Scientists have finally figured out why we get sick more in the winter. Basically, whenever a virus hits our noses, we have our immune cells that basically attack those viruses in our nostrils. But the colder it gets, the fewer immune cells basically go and attack. Made me think of the movie Osmosis Jones, where like you got like characters inside your body, or like Inside Out, where you have characters inside your body. And so I could just imagine them going, I ain't going out there, it's too cold. They're like, we gotta fight the virus, it hit the nostril. They're like, it's too cold, I'm not fighting no virus. And so they just stay inside your head, and next thing you know, you're sick. So that's apparently what happens, scientifically speaking. Let's go ahead and get today's sign of the apocalypse too.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it,
the apocalypse. Hellman's wants you to make eggnog with mayonnaise.
Gross!